in our voicings of suppressed thoughts, are putting out into the world, using whatever form of self-expression we're moved to use, thoughts that have been with intent kept hidden from we the people by the power guys, the global state statesmen. Both outer and inner expressions are reflected. That is, both the public, collective, and private, individual forms of suppressed, necessarily political. Everything under this system of class is necessarily political because the world is crafted to keep us from seeing our containment. Necessarily political speech, recognizing that the distinction blurs in a totalitarian system, are needed to be returned to us. This suppressed speech that we need for our thoughts development as a people. It's generally in the expressions from the so-called artists, a concept which George Sant suggested will not make much sense once our lives are once again in our own possession. But accepting the category for the moment, generally it's the artists who share their understanding of this unity of outer and inner. There's a notable exception, and we're learning in not just Gustav Landauer, but in what is referred to at least by Martin Bernal as the social anarchist. A notable exception and a telling example of suppressed speech from our July 28th, 2013 show, telling in its being completely ignored on the official left, the gift of his words, anticipating Alice, and therefore their power to set us on the right path, lost to us for several generations. And again, I say lost to us, even though I know the official left is not representative of us who consider ourselves progressives, because we don't have a movement representing it. And therefore, there's no way to institutionalize, to use a word I don't like, but if anybody can give me a less mechanical alternative, I'd be grateful. Plant in our psyches, in our souls, in some organic way that it continues on across the generations, lost to us. And the excerpt includes these words that I posted. What would authentic conversations, and this was a show about race, about socialism be? The ones that do lead to a true road. They would, as Gustav Landauer told us, quote, Gustav Landauer defined as the task of the socialists and their movement to loosen the hardening of hearts so that what lies buried may rise to the surface, so that what truly lives yet now seems dead may emerge and grow light. And that was quoted by Eric Fromm, the same society. And Christopher Fry, the dramatist and poet, told us this. And Alice Miller told us this. All the ancestors who see that we must be the opposite of what we have been made to be under class have told us this, have said that our actions must lead, the road must lead to tenderness. What else could our future be if it's opposed to the frozen misery of centuries? That's from Christopher Fry's poem, Breaking Now, Finally, At Long Last.